Gosh, what great calls we've had this morning. How very positive. How lovely. We started off talking about apprenticeships and an idea from the New Zealand Initiative from Dr. Michael Johnson, who was on with Mike Hosking this morning, saying it's time for a trades entrance qualification for teenagers heading for apprenticeships and industry training. He said that part of the problem of not attracting young people into the trades is that we esteem university education much more highly than apprenticeship training for no real reason. So I started off talking about that. And then you started telling me about the Gateway program. Was it our lovely mechanic who was stuck in the Cromwell Gorge who was the first one to initiate that discussion? I think it was. And then Tony, that's right. And as soon as he mentioned that, up came all of these texts and all of these callers who were like, yes, the Gateway program is the way to go. It might have been, was it Joe? She might not have mentioned Gateway specifically, but she talked about her lovely boy who's done with school. He might be in year 12, but he's ready to go. He's ready to be part of the adult working world. And as a result of the Gateway program, he can spend some time at school, a few days at school, and then a few days in his chosen trade. And it's a transition into the working world. And for some people, school just isn't relevant for them anymore. They want to apply what they've learned. They want to apply their motivation. They want to apply their skill set to a real job. And I did wonder whether the trades weren't appealing to young people because a lot of them thought, this is hard work. I'm not ready to be an adult yet. I'm not ready to turn up every day at 6 a.m. every single day. I'm not ready to pay taxes and, you know, be bellowed at if I've done a bad job. But some are. You know, there are some kids who are more than ready. Some young men and women who are like, get me out of here. And we're keeping our young people, children, longer, but it doesn't suit some of them. Some of them are ready for the responsibilities of the adult world, and Gateway sounds like an absolutely fantastic way of letting young people see what real work is like, what the trades are like, allowing them to have a look around at different trades to see which suits them. So very happy to take some more talk on that. Kelly was on the last caller before the news. So exciting to talk to Kerry. I forgot to mention our business. If Kerry could please mention GRIP, generating real industry pathways for us, that would be amazing. We'd love to hear from employers who'd like to know more. They can email us at admin@industrypathways.co.nz or find us on Facebook as GRIP, GRIPNZ. Very happy to do that for you. Very exciting to talk to you. Hunter, a very good morning to you.
Good morning. How are we?
Very, very well, thank you.
Oh, good.
Now, you have been on the Gateway program, yes, relatively recently.
Yeah. So I'm 22 now, and I was a bit of a guinea pig, I'd like to say, in my school in terms of doing a Woolworths Seeds program, and it absolutely set me up for the rest of my career.
Tell me about it.
So what's so funny, I've come full circle. So I was in school and did that program, and it was awesome. They hired me through that.
And tell me about the program.
Yes, so the program, I mean, what I did was one day a week out of school for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
It was fabulous. I had book work to do, so you get your theory side of things, but I was most suited to the practical side of things, so that's what I did. Absolutely loved it. I went to all the different departments in Woolworths. So you already have kind of, you know, the upper end of that stick when you've been in bakery and deli and checkouts and all these places where not a lot of people have been. So, I absolutely thrived in that with a big old smile on my face, strolling around. I really enjoyed it. It was awesome. And then they soon hired me after that. So it was, the cherry on top.
Oh my goodness. And what did they hire you as?
So I was hired as a casual in the checkouts department, and I probably was only a casual for a good few months because all I kept on saying was yes, yes, and more yeses. And then after that, I basically became a supervisor in that space.
Wow.
So I went while I was still at school, so I worked after school, and I really thrived in it. I really enjoyed it. I had such a great team, and, yeah, I think I just took the opportunity. And then, like I said, it set me up.
Do you think that you were just ready to get out there into the real world and start applying what you know into a real job rather than swanning around and fannying around at university?
Oh, I mean, for me, I had no clue. I think at that age, you start to get those questions. What are you going to do? And what do you feel like you want to do? And at that time, all I wanted to do was go to school and play rugby and be successful physically, you know.
Yeah.
That's all I did. I enjoyed the arts and that kind of thing. But other than that, I was just kind of ready to be independent. School wasn't serving me.
Yeah.
As much as I've seen the people around me, I had friends that were doctors at school, and we were so different from that in my little world. But, yeah, I just wasn't ready for university, and I didn't think that I wanted to have that big debt at the end of the day, like actually a lot of my friends have at the moment, and, you know, come out of that thinking, gosh, why did I rush into it? Or why didn't I do work placements or take those opportunities at school while we were there?
God, it just sounds like you're thriving. Like, you sound really vibrant and enthusiastic about life in general.
Oh my God, I love this topic. I mean, I'm super enthusiastic about it now. And like I said about Full Circle, I mean, I did that speed program and went out and, you know, worked in places like the bank. I worked into, you know, banking, finance, and I was giving mortgages to people. I didn't even have a mortgage myself. And even now, Full Circle, I get to teach my students their opportunities in Gateway. And so I now work for Grip.
Yeah.
And I'm able to, help those students. So, yeah, I had workshops in the past where I just say to them, guys, like, really, the proof is in the pudding. Like, I've done exactly what you're doing now. And we can do.
Phone's died. I think Hunter